Rishami Trumas Dav Vav. So the Gemara continues, the Lashon and the Mishnah continue with the case of Tem. Is also that you can't have a guy that separates Truma for a Jew is not going to be good. This is excluded. Atem below Akum is excluded. And the Gemara discusses, would this ever be accepted? And when, and what is the Kiddush of the Mishnah telling you this halacha? The Pasuk says Atem. Atem means Gam Atem. You should also separate Tumla Abishukakam, which means excluding, which means to include your shliach. That just like you yourself can separate, so your shliach can do as well. Atem, Gam Atem. You also should separate. That's the Kiddush. That doesn't have to be you directly. Atem Havle Lemichta Vuksiv Gam Atem. It really should say just Atem, but it says Gam Atem to tell you that your shliach, that even your shliach could do that, be included as well, as able to take truma, and obviously the concept is shluchos shaldim kamoso, that you're able to be a shliach if you need to do it, but your shliach is like you, is your yad, and therefore you're able to go ahead and have a shliach do so, and that's what Pnei Moshe says meforish. Dafki so yochol as a shliach shluchos kamoso, but in a goy as a shliach then shlichos lagoy. There's no shlichos to a goy, but a Jew has a shlichos yisrael kamoso, is like you, and therefore it's just like it be shluchos shalom kamoso, and therefore it's just like you could do it, he could do it. The Torah excludes that gam atem. However, that's as far as a Jew. Zat Gemara, whatever, matam b'nei bris, just let him you up, b'nei bris, afat shuchakam, so too, shlech has b'nei bris, which means like you have to, you're a Jew, you're about bris, so too, a bris mila, so too them, shlech has to be about bris mila, has to be, mashen kain, a goy, cannot be a shliach to go ahead and to take truma from you. It's excluded from the pasuk. It's not a b'nei bris. So at the Gemara, no atem osim shliach, ve'na goy osim shliach. Another drasha is, you can point the shliach, separate truma, but the goy can't point the shliach. He has no yad, he can't do that. He's not you, and therefore you can't go ahead and separate either. So at the Gemara, v'yosim rezoim eima, what does that mean? A guy cannot appoint a shliach, another guy, as an agent. But regarding appointing a Jew, a guy can appoint him as well as an agent. He can do that. Even though the halacha is that a shliach, a guy can't be, in other words, the guy can't be a shliach for anybody, for a guy or for a Jew. He can't become a shliach. He's excluded from the sugya. However, he can go ahead, the Pasuk's telling you, Bistro Lysa. A guy makes a shliach, but guy, of Yanai is telling you the halacha, is that you can make a shliach and a guy can't make a shliach. And the question is, why can't he make a shliach? Because he never yad to make a shliach. But Yossi Sava the Meimar comes to tell us, Ain't no guy was a shliach, but guy aka chavero. That a guy cannot pick a shliach, another guy, as an agent, or you saw also, but he can make a Jew. He can appoint a Jew to do it, but a guy can't appoint another guy. That you can't do. So the what is the chiddush exactly? The fact Mar assumes the that a guy can never make a shliach for another guy. A guy can make a shliach for a Jew, but a guy can never make a shliach of another guy. And the question is, what is the chiddush there? L'chayra, he has no yad. What no shlichus to a guy b'chlal? So why should? What's the chiddush that he can't make a shlich a guy? So before we speak about this, is a great deal. I'm only Rav Zayin. Said of you, minei. The pasuk itself, you see, at a time was a shliach. Lo Yisrael, you see, by the pasuk you can make a shliach. Lo be Yisrael, is not talking about Yisrael. Of course it is. Therefore, vata. Of course, a guy is a shliach. Therefore, it very similar would be, and a guy is a shliach. I feel him Yisrael. Can he make a shliach? Even when he's a shliach, can't make it. So the karu we're dashing out. Not only can't you, of course, make a guy a shliach, but you can't a guy. And a guy is a shliach means even in Israel, he can't even make a Jewish shliach. A guy can't even make a Jew point a Jew as a shliach. He should be considered a scooter from the parsha. They can't even go off. He'll be Israel. He can't make the. So therefore, the Chayra is telling if you can't go ahead and make it even for a Jew, the Chayra that's going to be different. We said before that you're able to make a shliach. A guy can make a shliach for a Jew. So the Chayra, we have a difference of opinion over here. So the Gemara tries to explain. The Mishnah, the Brisa, the Chayra is a right, Rav Yossi, that a guy can make a Jewish shliach as an agent. He can. He can make it do that. Well, so what do we see? Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel said, the halacha is, if you have a Jewish worker, Jewish sharecropper working in a field of land belonging to an Avodah Zarah, so what about this guy? does not want to separate truma from his produce, and it's on there. He doesn't have to separate the truma from his produce. The Moshe doesn't have to do that. There's no obligation to do that. But if he wants to, he can. So you see again that a Jew can be a shliach for a guy. So the chayra, this is the right Rav Yossi, the kind of Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said you can't. Rav Yossi said you can. The Buddha brought a race, he brought a raya from the Braisa that you can. And the Chari comes out, the halacha would be very simple. Rav Yossi would hold that you can, and not connected Rav Zeira said you can't. So when I said the Chari, it's a raya from the Braisa, like Rav Yossi. When I said no, it's no raya. It can't be, it's no raya that a guy can be appointed Jew as a Jew. I'll tell you, really, he can't do it. But the case of Abame Yotav, the case of where the guy of Avodah Zarah, Ma'ameh Yadav, guiding the Jew's hands. And Mela, therefore, only the Jew himself is doing it. So therefore, since a Jew can separate, he can't do it when he can't be a shliach. That you could say he can't do it as a shliach of the guy, but he can do it. He can take the separate, he can do it, the truma, he can separate the truma. He himself is able to separate the truma. He's a Jew, has a right to separate truma. He just can't go ahead and make a shliach to the guy. But that he can do. So the case, Ma'ameh Yadav, when he's going doing it with his hands, he's doing it right there. He's guiding the Jew's hands, so therefore he can do it because the Jew's actually doing it. And that's why halacha as it works. So the chayra, based upon Rav Yanai, we have other cases as well to see whether they can go ahead and separate someone else's produce. Vilkram Shem Rav Yanai, Yisrael Shem Levi, Yisrael that said in the Levi, said to a Levi, there's a curve of Ma'aseh Rishon that for you in my possession. Halakosu ben Levi. Ben Levi went, and when it says, and he went, also Truma Ma'aseh Malakamaki. He made Truma's Ma'aseh from another Ma'aseh, a different Ma'aseh, for that he had elsewhere. Halak Yisrael, and Asna Lovin Alakaka. And Yisrael went and gave it to a different Levi. Different Levi. And no love El Trumas. Halak is that the first Levi has nothing against him except Tainus. In other words, he has tainus, because it's trumas. He could say that you can't go ahead to the Jew. The Jew didn't take the miser. You could say, well, you didn't keep your promise to give it over. But once you didn't give it over, there's no key of miser. He's no good. It was whatever you separate trumas miser. It's not going to work because you had no right to do that. It's not against you. So the Gemara says, "Lechayru, we paskin like this la'alocha. Hadu teima shenon such that alshel lasu zed. We got a paskin la'alocha in a case where one Yisrael gave Ma'aseh Rishon to a second Levi before the first one, and he made a trumas Ma'aser. But if he gave it to one before the other, now look, is you can't do that. You can't go because the first one's considered truma, not trumas Ma'aser. It's considered truma gedola, and you can't do that." So once you separate Trumas Ma'aseh, the halacha is you can't undo the dedication, but the Ma'aseh Be'Hashem, it was dedicated differently. It should be before. It's a raya that there's a raya we're telling you that you can't go ahead and make another Jew, a shliach. It doesn't work. So the Gemara says, like, I'll bring a raya to this halacha that they would go ahead, the Yisrael can't undo Trumas Ma'aseh or Levi's Trumas Ma'aseh. Rather, it's a Mishnah. Learned to the Mishnah. Bitel, if whenever a person went ahead and was separate, hired someone to separate truma from him, then he went ahead and was mavatel the appointment. So mavatel the appointment. So what's the imagine time before he goes ahead and took truma, bitel he was mavatel and truma said it's not a truma because lamaisa you can't do anything until they take truma. Truma's first. If he didn't do it, truma's not truma if you took it first. But if you mavatel it after you took it already, you separate the truma, then it's considered good because you did truma after with bitel and that would be fine. You can do it trumas. But you see lamaisa that a person who goes ahead and separates truma from someone else's produce, you can't undo it. It's done. It's gone. But the evid, it wasn't like a chiba, but the evid is good. So too, the levi already made truma's maiser. So you want to come back and say he didn't do truma gedola? Too bad. He already did it. It should be good. It should be so fine. The chayre, both cases are the same. Gemara said, no, really, it's not the same. Kulamine. Gemara says, it's really all from the levi. No, the separate truma's maiser after the rest of be shown, once that was really only where he never really took possession of it. It was only something that, but when you come into that position, you'd be able to do it. But a maiser, you don't have it. Right now, you don't have possession. The only promise, he never took possession. Never took possession is not a problem. That's why it's not mavata. So what did he recite in the Gemara? So the Gemara says, since he said, I have a korva ma'aser rishon for you in my possession, now shukot, like the levi, becomes like a shliach. A trumas for the trumas ma'aser becomes a shliach. And here comes out that you're separating trumas ma'aser with the Yisrael's permission. So that's not a problem. Everyone agrees that would be acceptable. You can do that. So it's not considered not notifying. That would be allowed to do. So the Gemara says, if that's so, then the question is, when are you allowed to do that? Only when Yisrael gives Ma'aseh Rishon to a Levi, that's when he does it, or can he do it himself, separate himself individually, and appoint a Levi separately to give Trumas to Ma'aseh? Is that all acceptable? Does he have to do with Asakas? He can do it separately. So, Pasa Levi Yossi. Rav Yossi interpreted, Rav Yossi, I'm in a Braisa. He had a Yisrael who's a balabayas, and he was tarim all his maisers he took truma from. And the before he gave maaser rishon to a Levi, he made all his truma. Masha also, whatever he did, he did. It's a consider whatever he did, he did. So too of Yossi as well. Since he separated maaser from maaser rishon, he can also point another person to be a shliach for that. And whatever, it doesn't work. He wants to know, Masha also, whatever he did, he'll be able to work. He'll be able to go ahead and say as well that it's considered part of the of part of what he was allowed to do, part of the mina shlichus that he was allowed to do, in order to be able to go ahead and separate truma. That would be what the Gemara is telling you, would be the halacha in that case. So the Gemara, what about a shayla of Yochanan said, Yisrael said to a ben Levi, you have a kur ma'aser rishon by you, for you in my possession. I want to buy it from you, and then here's the money. In other words, it's your coming to you. I know it's coming to you, but I want to buy it from you. I want to have that part, and I'll give you the money for it instead of having that part. The Levi has to be concerned that maybe Truma's ma'aser was taken without his concern, even though it was very clear we're doing it, they want to do everything according to what the guy wants. He wants it to be done properly. But Lamaisa, we say, since he has a din, we compare the din, look, we say to him, that we consider it if you want to buy it from you, and the money is for it, because that's something that's supposed to be done. And therefore, we say that halacha would be, you're concerned that Yisrael didn't separate Mishum Maisa from it, he has considered Mishum Maisa, it's already considered separated. Kadok Maisa, I see this Maisa. Lupsa Yov Lav Shemen Ba'ab Maisa. Yisrael named the first someone to give Hashem Ba'abba Maisa Rishon. Amalei Mesukinu. He said to him, it's considered Mesukin, because Trumas Maisa was already taken. It's already Mesukin. You can go ahead and you can use it. Divide it up. Give it to the Levi. Azushal of Yochanan. He came to ask of Yochanan, can you rely on that? What the guy told him. Can you rely on what the guy said and not take Truma? So we said to him, he looks like Hino Nemanu. At least our brother is trustworthy. So you see that they're trustworthy. If you don't know if a person's trustworthy, you can't go ahead and resummon to do that. But if a person's trustworthy, so you can say, whatever you want to tell, halacha would be that he's able to go ahead and do so. There's no ma'aser rishon only there. It's not divided up yet. The halacha is, you can rely on him, and we say that his brother is reliable to go ahead and present this as well. So the more we ask about Kumin of Yochanan, come on, who's it like? Kaviosi, the Simon Kurav Yossi, Draviosi Yama, Balabayas Shatomas Masov. Balabayas goes ahead and separates all his truma and maestras, and then goes ahead and does so. Then Masha also Yossi, whatever he did, all the obligations are done. In other words, we're talking about a case where you separate even truma and maestras, which you're not supposed to do before you gave Master Rishon, but if you did it, you did it, and you don't say. So over here also, a person gives and he's Yotze, even if you didn't separate Trumas Meiser, according to Yossi, it should be good that you can still rely on it, that you go ahead and pass on to Yossi, then it's enough to go ahead and say that you have a din, we allow you to go ahead and do it for somebody else. And that halakha applies, Rav Yossi saying, would apply to my friend, to even according to Rav Yossi, it's a, but the Eved, in Kalfkin, he call up, he saw Trumas Meiser. So the Pneumish said, if you don't say the Kalachas of Yossi, how would you be able to go ahead and have a Ufasa Yisrael go Trumas Meiser? It would be us to him take or partake him. How could you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to go waste Trumas Meiser. So it must be that you're allowed to go ahead and to separate Trumas Meiser. You're right, Bavloi, come to a light. Bablonin, you understood it perfectly. And therefore, the halakha would be that you understood that halakha is that he can mevatel it, that Trumas Meiser has to be separated, and that you'll need to consider a concern of when you would have to go ahead and do so or not. And so I said that, don't worry about that, because Batsem, you can't be mocked anyway, you can't go ahead and do so, and the transfer doesn't work, and therefore it's not going to be a problem being able to be Kona other for other people as we move along.